Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Now he's huge and famous and a god among men, Boomer Esiason, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Boomer, how you doing?
I'm doing great. You remember those days?
I do. You don't. You don't remember me, I don't think, until we met in Minneapolis again. I had to leave because it was Furman and you and Collinsworth, and unless you all went off the cliff in Mount Adams into the river, there was no way I was getting a job full-time over WOW.
Well, you know, I moved out of there. Chris ended up going on to bigger and better things, and I don't, whatever happened to Andy Furman?
Andy's still a friend of mine on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
How you been?
I'm doing great, thanks. Thanks for having me on.
Glad to have you. Give me your first of all your assessment of the way the season ended for the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, you know, I actually thought they had a really good season, and they matched up against the wrong team in the NFC Championship game. You know, 13-3, nobody expected that. I think that, you know, they got back to running the football, even though Aaron Rodgers attempted a lot of passes. He didn't, you know, throw for an inordinate amount of touchdowns, and I never really felt like the team was about him, although, you know, he's such a strong personality and such a great player. That's the first thing that you think of when you think of the Green Bay Packers these days. But I thought early on their defense played really well. I know they kind of wilted down towards the end. I thought they made some great free agent pickups. I think Darnell Savage was a great draft choice. There's a lot to build on there. But, you know, they ran into a buzzsaw with the San Francisco 49ers, and nobody wants to get run over for 220 yards or whatever it was. But, you know, at the end of the day, the 49ers are going to be tough for anybody to beat out there in Santa Clara. You know, I think it's going to be a little bit tougher for them to do what they did to Minnesota and Green Bay back-to-back to Kansas City down in Miami. But you just ran into a tough, tough team, and you were one of the top four teams in the league, and they certainly deserve to be there.
Everybody talks about the regression of Aaron Rodgers. Maybe I don't want to believe it, but I think to myself, if he has guys, additional guys to help Devontae Adams, that we see then that resurgence of Aaron Rodgers. It's very difficult. You know that. It's difficult when you got one really solid guy and some guys you just don't trust to be able to go and catch the ball or at least knock it down and not allow it to get picked off. So do you expect if they get a couple of good wideouts that we see Aaron Rodgers reemerge, so to speak?
Well, I always say, you know, we live in the salary cap era in the NFL. And the salary cap's going to go up $10 million. So whether it be via the draft, which is usually the best way to build a team, and this is the way the Packers have done it for many years until this past offseason, or you do, you know, you find another top wide receiver because you may be able to fit him under the cap, then I could see that happening. You know, the problem is when the quarterback is making as much money as Aaron is making, or, you know, any of the top guys in the league are making, then there's going to be collateral damage throughout the roster, and then you have to sit down and you have to decide, okay, where are we going to spend our money? And spending it on Zadarius and Preston Smith turned out to be a pretty damn good investment, if you ask me, just given what they did for the Packer defense this year, and, you know, especially in a pass rush situation. So it's a balancing act. You know, if Aaron is going to make that money, he's got to be the camouflage. In other words, he's got to, wherever there is a deficiency, he's got to make up for it with his ability and make players better around him. You know, it's interesting. I remember when Peyton Manning first got to Denver, he made all those players, Demaryius Thomas, Julius Thomas, all these players, the really great players, and they got big money in their next contracts, and then a couple of them weren't playing with Peyton, and everybody was wondering what the hell happened to him. Well, what happens is that, you know, all of a sudden they're not playing with that Hall of Fame quarterback. So I guess the real short answer is here, you know, they're going to try to add a piece or two to their wideout situation, maybe a tight end, but I wouldn't expect a lot of changes. They got a good offensive line, a great quarterback, a really good running game, and I'm sure that they still feel like they need to add to the defensive line to stop the run and get stronger in that area as well.
Did you see a regression in Aaron Rodgers' play this year?
You know, he didn't run as much as he has in the past. Maybe Matt LaFleur was trying to take some of the pressure off of him by running the ball more, even though he had over 560 attempts. I didn't see a lot of, what I would say, big plays that we're used to seeing. You know, that big third down play that he hit Devontae Adams against the Seattle Seahawks in the divisional round was kind of like vintage Aaron Rodgers, but he still has the arm. The ball still comes out of that hand significantly better than 98% of the quarterbacks in the league. He's got a unique touch and ability to throw the ball where he wants to. I think a good, healthy offseason and getting ready to come back next year. He still could be a top five quarterback in this league, even though his ratings may not show that.
I wanted to ask you specifically because everybody talked about him throwing off the back foot, and when the pressure got in his face, his mechanics went to heck. That's kind of the way he made his living. But how difficult is that when you're 27 versus when you're going on 37?
Well, I mean, my skills diminished when I was 37. Even though I could probably still have played at the age of 37, I decided to retire and go into television and radio. It's a little bit safer in terms of longevity and everything else. But then again, I wasn't making the money that these guys are making at the late stages in their career. So I probably would have stayed had I been making $25 million a year. But, Tom Brady is 43 years old, and he is still a top-end quarterback. You know, Drew Brees is over 40 years old, and he is still a top-end quarterback, and I think Aaron can do that for at least another 4 years, especially if they're going to continue to emphasize the run with Aaron Jones and maybe some other running backs they'll pick up in the draft. I don't think anybody's going to go running back in the free agency market, simply unless you get a guy cheap that's, on a bounce-back contract. But I think Aaron can still play at a very high level for at least the next 4 years. I mean, he seems like he keeps himself very healthy, and as long as he doesn't get significantly hurt on the field, I would say, look, he's going to be a top five quarterback for at least the next 3 years with a new young coach and an emphasis on the running game, and hopefully some more money spent in free agency for a wide receiver, maybe a backup tight end, and who knows if that defense will get a little bit better. I was actually happy to see that they kept Mike Pettine, and I know that there was probably a lot of pressure to get rid of him after the NFC Championship game, but in all reality, they ran into a buzzsaw and a very, very healthy defense for the San Francisco 49ers, which I think really set the tone of the game at the beginning of the game, and then they ended up losing simply because they couldn't tackle Mostert, and that was a problem. So you put those two things together, you have the score that you have.
Boomer, real quick before I let you go, give me a quick thumbnail sketch of Eli. Eli calls it a career, and still two Super Bowl rings to show for it, nowhere near the numbers of what Peyton had, but a pretty successful career in a very tough place to play, as you know.
Yeah, 117 and 117 career record. I think he had 12 playoff games. He had two magical, unbelievable runs. One of them, obviously, took place in a divisional round against the Green Bay Packers up there against Brett Favre, in I think it was like 20 below zero. But, he had a kind of like an all-or-nothing career. When he was on, it was unbelievable. And he had two, like I said, incredible runs. The first one in 07 came out of nowhere. And I remember I took the radio show on WFAN the September of 07. And I think in the middle of October, people wanted Tom Coughlin fired and Eli Manning run out of town. And then all of a sudden, the second half of that year, they took off. They won a really ugly game up in Buffalo. They almost beat the undefeated Patriots in Week 17. And then, of course, they beat them in the Super Bowl. And that's where Eli makes that great throw at the end of the game. And he has two Super Bowl MVPs. So he's also the highest paid player in the history of the league to the tune of $250 million in his career. God bless him. So he and Peyton can now ride off in the sunset together. I was suggesting maybe today on our radio show here in New York that maybe he and Peyton would take over Monday Night Football and do it in the booth for ESPN. I think a welcome relief for all of us.
Yeah, that would be fantastic. Boomer, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. I appreciate it. The one thing that may or may not make you happy is we discovered there's skyline in Fort Lauderdale when you go down to Miami. So
I'll be looking forward to it. Sounds great.
All right, buddy. Talk to you later. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
There you go. Boomer Esiason from CBS Sports, the NFL analyst, WFAN host in New York. and the former quarterback of the Cincinnati Bengals, also of the New York Jets. And like I said, I kind of was getting him and Chris Collinsworth coffee for a couple of years at WLW and doing part-time everything there. And I always said that, because people said, well, what brought you to Wisconsin? I said, I had two guys ahead of me. Unless they all went off the cliff into the Ohio River, I was not going to get that job, you know. And now, who knew at the time that both of them were going to eventually leave for other pastures? But, you know, Collinsworth still lives in Cincinnati and still happy there. And he was doing sports talk before he got the Monday or the Sunday night gig. And Boomer ended up moving away and taking over the gig in New York. He was always destined for New York, but he was still living there and was still doing radio there. And I thought, I'm not getting past these guys. So when the Packers came a call, and that's when I went. There you have it. 855. Thanks, Dan, for joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline, by the way. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.